Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
In a minute. But here we go. Time to geek out with Zeke Stout from MGS Gun School. Trade School. I'm sorry. Trade School.
Trade School, yeah.
Anyway.
But people get it.
They get it.
They knew what you were talking about.
They know what you do. MGS Trade School. Anyway, he sent me a picture before we started this of something he wants to talk about. I've seen these before.
Yeah.
Tell me about this one. Why are we talking about this? Tell me about this.
So I was at the Iraq Veteran Range Day back at the beginning of October. And, oh, man, it's November already. What am I? Whew, I was going to say at the beginning of this month, but it's November.
Yep.
And I was, they have tons of different companies come out there and you get to try out pretty much everything that's there, you know, from people that are just demoing their collection of Ma Deuces and Browning, you know, whatever they've got. I mean, you name it, it was probably out there. This year I didn't see a minigun, but I've seen miniguns there before. Anyway, Thumarex was there, and that's the air rifle company. And they've been really pushing the limits of what a lot of air rifles can do. You know, they've got a 50 cal that can take down a elk, you know, and it's air rifle. And that stuff's kind of cool, but I saw something laying on the table, and it was this double-barreled something. I didn't know what projectile, but the barrels were huge. And I would almost say like a 20 millimeter projectile barrel, but I didn't see anything sticking out the end. Well, then I picked it up and right next to it were these crossbow bolts, which, you know, if people aren't familiar with archery, when it's in a crossbow, they call them bolts for some reason. Anyways, and they had this hole in the back and he was like, oh yeah, that's our bolt air gun, the archery arrow rifle gun. So immediately I was intrigued. We got to play with it a little bit. You basically slide the arrow down over a little cylinder that pushes the air out. And of course it's compressed air in the rifle. And then it pushes the arrow just as if it would an air rifle projectile of some sort. And this thing will hum. I mean, it's accurate as can be. We were shooting it out over 100 yards, and it was dead eye. It was beautiful. But the thing that really gets me, and if you're not familiar with archery, you know, let's take compound bows. That's the most popular form of archery hunting. On the low end, you can get, you know, and some of them, even the really, really weak ones, get around 200 feet per second. High end, you're getting up around 350, 360 feet per second, as far as the arrow is traveling after you release that arrow. This Umarex gun is getting 480 feet per second and 178 foot-pounds of energy.
Wow.
and then, you know, if you're a hunter, your first thing you think is, ooh, can I use this for archery season? And he was telling me that it depends on the state. Some states make you use them in muzzleloader season. Some or you can use them in archery season, which is nice because you get the benefits of having a scope and the rifle feel, but you're actually getting to get out there earlier than the rifle guys do. So that's kind of cool. And I think he even mentioned that some states you have to do it as a rifle. But yeah, the thing is bad A. I'll just say that to avoid getting you any dings.
Thank you.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about, but I want to say it because it's one of those things where I'm so excited that I just want to go, oh, this is, but I'm not because I like Bill. I don't want him to get
I appreciate
fine.
That. Here's the thing. The thing about that is that I have seen air rifles are coming into their own. There's some guy on TV that hunts iguanas in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and he kills them at range with an air rifle. And I guess he does that because he also, once he kills them, he gets paid for killing them in the first place. Then he skins them and makes some money off of their skin as well. So he's trying to do as little damage as he can possibly get away with. And I'm just watching that stuff as it occurs. And, I mean, air rifles have really come a long way. And they're not inexpensive, are they?
No, they're not bad. I mean, this one I'm talking about is it's the Umarex Air Saber Air Archery Arrow Rifle. That's a lot to say. And it comes with an Axion scope, and it's $399. And here's the other cool thing. You know, it's $399, and there's no FFL, there's no background check. You can get it shipped right to your house. So that's kind of cool, too.
How big and heavy is it? I've seen some of these before. Somebody showed me one time, and I was like, hey, this is the Umarex Air Saber Air Archery Arrow Rifle Air Gun with Axion Scope. That's the entire...
See, it's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. It's not something you got to roll in there and just let it, you know, hello there, what are you looking for? Maybe they'll have one on the wall, and you just have that thing over there. I want that thing.
Yeah.
Now, Umarex is not very well known for their airsoft stuff. They're really big in the airsoft industry, right?
They are. Airsoft, now the air rifles, I mean, they're doing a lot of really, really cool things. You were asking how big and how heavy. If you looked at it on the table, it looks like a double-barrel shotgun on steroids. I mean, it's pretty chunky, but it's really light. It's not heavy at all. I mean, you don't have to have that reinforced barrel for this because basically the barrel is just something to encase the air tubes. I don't know what you'd call it. The little nozzles that you slide the bolt onto.
Yeah.
So it doesn't need to be this real stout steel. You know, it's probably aluminum if I had to guess. But it just looks chunky, but it's not. It's comfortable. It's easy to shoulder. It's really super light. It's just, I mean, the segment's called Geek Out with Zeke Stout, and the moment I started playing with this thing, and actually have one now, I got it shipped to me, and I will be doing some videos with it in a couple days. It's fun, man. It is a cool, definitely falls in that category of geeking out.
Airsoft ain't no joke. I went to an airsoft event back in 2013, and those guys, the stuff they weren't running on their persons, that's real gear and everything. But coming up on the first break, MGS Trade School, this is where Mr. Stout does his stuff. You can learn a new trade, and that's what that's about, learning a new trade. Plus, the other part of it is you're not going to be crippled for the rest of your life with student debt because you can get the class. Sometimes they have a discount, a coupon, something. They have something. And then you're paying, basically, for a new education, a new trade, you're paying about the same amount as you would for a very nice couch. That's all at mgstradeschool.mgs.edu, right? Is that right?
Absolutely.
Here you go. We'll be right back. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout, and this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout, and I was just thinking, What we ought to try to do. Now, down here in Barnwell, South Carolina, they have this decommissioned 7-story nuclear facility that is nothing but Ambush Alley, and that's where they like to do a lot of the tactical games and airsoft events. Mm-hmm. We ought to try to figure out how to get somebody to let us come down there and cover that.
I may have a way that I can't talk about on air yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, that would definitely be cool to cover it and get involved. I've never done it before.
Well,
but
I mean,
anybody that's been – go ahead.
Well, I mean, I went there, and I just wanted the guys to show me the facility. So they gave me two of these kids, and these kids grabbed their little airsoft guns, and they take off in a patrol sort of formation. And they're moving, and I'm like – I hadn't had my heart attack yet, but I was working on it. So they're just smoking me. They take me all the way to the 7th floor. Then we come all the way back down. And there's no elevators. It's all stairs. And I'm just destroying my knees. I'm destroying my lungs and all this other stuff. And at that time, Gene Higdon from HSGI was down there, and he had his SUV or his RV with him. And I came up to him. I must look really good because he sent me up a chair and said, "You need to sit down here with me for a minute." So they smoked me. They're not playing around, but it's interesting to watch how good the airsoft players are.
It is, and it's one of those things where you if you go to SHOT Show, you see these airsoft companies walking around and taking pictures of real guns.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these guys that get into airsoft, they want realistic. I'm on the Umarex website. We were talking about Umarex and their air rifles a minute ago.
Right.
They have airsoft guns. They've got an MG4. They've got MP5s. They've got Tavors. I mean, Uzis. Everything looks like the real thing. And these companies, ooh, they've got a G36, too. That was the first full auto rifle I ever shot. Mm-hmm. Anyway, rabbit trail there. They take these pictures of these guns because the people want the real thing. And then they're still charged. An AR that you would deck out like this would be close to $3,000-$5,000. Airsoft version is still going to be around $1,000. You know, just the bare bones AR I'm looking at right now is $549. And so they're putting money into that. Then you look at their gear. And it's not like a Halloween costume, where they went to Spirit Halloween or Party City and got a camo outfit and a fake plate carrier. They got real plate carriers. They have Cry Precision gear and clothing. They've got
steel plates.
Kryptek. Steel plates. They've got Kryptek stuff. Yeah, now, do I think the steel plate stuff is going a little far? Yeah. I mean, do the airsoft pellets hurt? I've been shot by one. I haven't played the game, but I've been shot by one. Sting maybe a little bit, but they're not going to penetrate.
when I was down there, a lot of these kids were wearing face guards because they told me you could knock your teeth out. But, I mean, I got shot by a few in the body. I had on no plate carrier at all, and it sting. But they didn't bother to tell me the rules because they were like, one time I came around the corner and I found three of them point blank and I killed all of them. They were like, "You're disqualified because you shot us too close." I was like, obviously, this is why we call this playing airsoft.
Right. This is a game. It's not actual warfare.
Yeah.
but it's, you know, from a tactical perspective, not that I'm some tactician or anything. I'm just thinking from a I don't want to work so hard perspective. I'm not going to put a steel plate in there. You know, a little plastic one is going to help protect you. So, I mean, if you wanted to put something else besides steel in your plate carrier, you're going to be fine. These things don't penetrate your body. They sting, sure, but they don't penetrate. So there's some of that stuff, but these kids study tactics and they study the map and it's not just, I've played paintball with my kids before, right?
Right.
And it's just willy nilly. Everybody's going crazy, running around this like stage field, and you know, everybody's laughing. These airsoft guys go hard. They take it serious. You know, some of them even have comms and all kinds of crazy stuff. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry just in the airsoft world, and our gun manufacturers are realizing it, and they're licensing out their designs to airsoft companies.
Yep. Those guys, but I mean, everything is, they license everything. They go out and they do it the right way. That's why they get these very realistic looking replicas. They tried to make, like with the AR-15 in 2013, they showed me one where the bolt went back.
Yeah.
When you pull the trigger on it, the bolt goes back, or something that looks like a bolt, approximates a bolt, goes back. So you get that feeling of the that you get with a regular AR-15. So it's fascinating. It's not something that I can partake in because they just run around like the young crazy people that they are.
I would, if I did it, I would get a ghillie suit so I could just lay still and pop people as they walk by.
Yeah. So
I'm not doing any running and gunning if I play it.
But I think we ought to try to do that. I mean, you're close enough and I'm close enough to where if we found a place somewhere in between or somewhere down that we could both get to, that'd be sort of fun.
Well, there's a place outside of Atlanta that's like a whole city. It's like it used to be military training type place,
right.
And it's airsofters have kind of taken it over now.
Well, that I could see that.
Yeah.
I can see that, but I mean, I never realized how big a business that was, and it's almost to the point to where I sit there and I'm looking at that and I'm just thinking, I guess this is how Cry Precision stays in business.
That's part of it, yeah.
Because
I mean, I'm not saying this about all airsofters. I'm not making a general paintbrush statement, but there are a lot of airsofters that are. Kids, their parents will buy them anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to even say a high percentage. There's a few airsofters out there that their parents will buy them anything. And, you know, they want the $1,500 Cry Precision outfit and plate carrier and everything else. They're going to get it.
Yeah. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. They got some new programs. We got some new programs coming up. We're going to talk about those when we get back, talking to Zeke Stout as we geek out with Zeke Stout over various things.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm going to break his heart in the final segment. That's coming up as well.
Great.
Anyway.
You're changing the segment to Get Shady with Bill Frady instead of Geek Out with Zeke Stout.
That was what I was called when I was selling cars. Let's not go there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Private companies are creating more new jobs than expected. ADP says 239,000 jobs were added in October, beating projections by more than 40,000. The man who killed more than a dozen people in a Florida school shooting in 2018 will never be free again.
Count one of the indictment, the murder in the first degree of Luke Hoyer. The court imposes a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Judge Elizabeth Schreier sentencing Nicholas Cruz after commending families of the victims for their grace and patience. She said she couldn't imagine what they go through on a daily basis. Cruz killed 17 people on Valentine's Day at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Zeke Stout as we geek out. You guys have got some new programs going on at MGS Trade School. What you got going on?
Yes, we do. It has been about 2 years in the making. It's been a lot of curriculum development, a lot of working with manufacturers, a lot of cool things, but we've always had our basic gunsmithing, which is kind of like a very basic knowledge base on gun cleaning, slum gum repair, stuff like that. Then we have the advanced gunsmithing program, which takes you a little bit farther. It gives you 8 hands-on projects, and, you know, a little bit of tool. Well, now we're launching our advanced gunsmithing 2 program, which is launching this week. And what that is everything you get in advanced gunsmithing 1, but we're now doing a build option. And there's 3 different build projects you can choose from your final project. And 2 of them are because they're the most popular handgun and rifle sold in America. And that's the G17 Striker Fire Pistol from Lone Wolf. And then the AR-15 from F1 Firearms down in Houston. And we chose those 2 because, you know, Glock and its Striker Fire Pistol has a 60% market share on all pistol sales sold in the United States. So if you're going to be a gunsmith, and a lot of people listening are like, well, I don't have to take my Glock to a gunsmith. Well, most of us typically won't. We can tear it down, order parts, do it ourselves. But there's a lot of people that get it just for self-protection. They're not really what I would call, and I'm using air quote, gun people. You know, they're pro Second Amendment, but they're not gun guys, you know, so they're not doing it themselves, and they'll take it to a gunsmith. So you'll see a lot of Glock. Same thing with an AR-15. It's very simple to work on, very easy to put together, but a lot of people just don't want to deal with the hassle of cleaning or are repairing simple things so that they get their guns fixed. So you'll see a lot of them being that there's, in 2020, the NSSF said that there was only over 20 million AR-15s in circulation in the United States. We've had record sales in 21 and 22, so there's no telling what that number is now. So with that many of that platform out there, we thought it was important to have it as one of the build options. And then the third one, which is my favorite, because I had to do all these builds, is a tradition firearms American long rifle muzzleloader, like the old school Revolutionary War muzzleloader. And the cool thing about that one, as everybody pretty much knows, an AR-15 and a striker fired pistol, for the most part, are pretty much plug and play. Their parts are molded. They've got polymer things. They've got little things that you just, it fits. It clicks in. You tighten down some screws. You put in some retaining pins, whatever it is you do with that platform. And it's pretty simple to put together. You do learn the inner workings of it and all the different little parts. But this muzzleloader is, you're going to utilize everything we've taught you over the advanced gunsmithing program. There's going to be some minor woodwork. There's going to be a little bit of shaving down of brass screws or parts and making and fitment of the brass to the wood, fit and finish type things. It's a really cool program and build, not just from that perspective of utilizing your skills. It's really, really cool to be working on an American long rifle. And as I'm working on it, I tried not to use any power tools. I kind of wanted to do the nostalgic, you know, chisel, hand files, screwdriver, no electric screwdriver, hand screwdriver. And you just kind of have this feel of, wow, this is what it would have been like for some gunsmith or armorer back in the Revolutionary War days, putting these together for the soldiers or the farmers or whoever. And it's a neat, neat build that you'd get a lot out of it. So those are the three builds. The other thing we did is we've added, I think it's just under $1,400 in additional tools. And the reason for that is, you know, a lot of times you'll get people that are like, great, this is an awesome program. I learned a lot. I'm ready to start my own business. Oh, I wish I had more tools, you know, because if you want to start a gunsmithing business, we give a lot of hand tools out in the beginning of the program, but you don't have a Dremel, you don't have a buffer or a grinder or, you know, even a tabletop sander, stuff like that. So we came up with a program where you're getting all this stuff. We're putting all of this together as a package for when you graduate, you have the majority of the stuff you need to get rocking and rolling either in your own shop as a gunsmith, or if you want to take these tools to a already established gun store and be their gunsmith. So it's a really, really cool program, a lot of cool stuff that you're going to get in it, and we're still staying affordable. You know, we're still down there in less than $6,000 for the advanced two program. So that's the biggest key is I always want to keep the student first, you know. One, tuition costs, we need to try to keep down. And sure, with inflation and everything else, our parts are going up, the stuff we order goes up, and we have had a little bit of price increase, but we still want to keep it affordable because a lot of our students do payment plans, and they're not student loans, they're not interest. We just set you up on a payment plan, and you pay it off over time, or you can pay in full, and if you pay in full, it's $59.92. Is the total price. So, and if you do the payment plan, you can get started for $299 down. So it's really easy to get a new career jump started with the new program.
That the AR-15 program, I found out firsthand recently that AR-15s is modular and as easy as they are to put together. Some of them are actually sort of purpose-built. And I had one that I'd been sent a kit from Aero Precision that I was putting together, and this was designed to be a DMR. So the whole buffer spring, stock, gas system, they were all designed to run together. And, of course, I didn't want it to be a DMR, so I decided to make a substitution here and there. And that just messed the gun up. So then we had to put it back the way it was meant to be. And it did work after that, but it was it was interesting there for a minute. Not always just that cut and dried. So I could see where learning how to do it and do it the right way would benefit somebody that's out there. Because that's, I don't know who to turn to. If I do it myself, I mean, some of these home kits are really taken off. But when they get to the point to where, well, okay, I've hit a sticking point and I'm not a gunsmith, really. I just put the kit together. And then you gotta get somebody to figure it out, and having somebody knew what they were doing would be great. I got to make a note to stop doing the radio show with my Apple Watch on.
Is your wrist getting buzzed?
Siri is constantly thinking that I'm talking to her. She'll probably think it now. I was doing a video yesterday, and I mean, all of a sudden it says, I don't know the answer to that. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
You
can't use the word serious anymore.
No, none of those. And I mean, the other one, the Amazon one, which I'm not going to mention because I have one of those behind me too. They're constantly chiming in too. It's just horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Welcome to 1984, my friend.
There you go. Coming up on the next break, mgs.edu. You can go get into those gun builds and everything else and get those certifications right there, mgs.edu. That's what Mr. Stout does. In addition to the other things that he does, he's got quite a few side hustles. He will understand. You'll understand what I'm talking about when we get back, because lately when we've been geeking out, about something called the SIG P365 Macro. Alas.
Yeah.
That's coming up when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been geeking out with Zeke Stout over various things, and now I have to confess to him. Over the last little bit of time, Zeke has acquired a SIG P365 macro, which you really like, right?
Love it. Yeah. It is definitely in the running for my favorite handgun to carry ever. In the running.
In the running.
And the reason I say in the running, because I haven't really put over 2,000 rounds plus, and I haven't trained with it yet.
Is that a thing that you want to see X amount of rounds go through it?
Well, I'm probably at about 500 rounds through it, maybe a little bit more. And so far, no malfunction. Okay. And I'm not going to clean it until I've gone through about 2,000 rounds.
Right.
So that's the other part. I want to see how this thing functions if, you know, it's somebody that doesn't care for their handguns as well. You know, if it's somebody that just wears it on their hip, throws in their safe at the end of night or on their bedside table, whatever they do with it, and they don't clean it and they still shoot it every now and then. You know, the typical higher percentage of people that carry in America. So I'm wanting to see how it does within those round parameters. And then when you train, you know as well as I do, there's lots of different things that you do when you train. You know, you'll shoot through a few shots and then have to reload, or they'll have a dummy round in there, so you'll have to do wow, my brain just stopped. Tap rack bang, you know, get out of a situation with a dummy round or anything like that. And there's a lot more that you'll do, and maybe even you can end up on the ground so you get some dirt in it. So, training with it is going to be another thing that'll kind of see if it'll push it up there into that upper echelon of my favorite of all time. But it's right there right now. I'm just not officially going to say it yet.
Right. So here's where my problem was. I'm a SIG fan. Yeah. I like the SIG gun. I like the P320. I haven't held a macro mm-hmm. yet. I might love that. But I really like the 320, so I had three SIG P320s, right. And one of them was going to be my carry gun. It was going to be my favorite carry gun because I did a few things to it. I mean, it was a SIG M18, the military version, but it had had a red dot on it. It had the Holosun EPS. It had It had the Icarus Precision aircraft grade aluminum lower, which had a complete and just a very straight grip angle, really straight grip angle, no bulge or nothing. It was the same as a 1911-2011 grip angle.
Okay.
I had tested it before, and I've never been the only problem with the 320 is the trigger. The trigger is not optimal. As it is, I can work with it, right?
This one, depending on which one you get.
Yeah, this one had been a little, and I didn't do the math. I had two P320s with curved triggers and one with a straight trigger. Now, that one ran like, I don't know what. But anyway, I've got this gun. I'm taking it out. I'm going to review it. Pull the trigger the first time. Boom. Trigger stays back. Does not come forward. Eject the magazine. Eject the round. Put the magazine back in. Put it back in the battery. Trigger goes forward. Pull the trigger again. Boom. Trigger stays back. This time, just to see, I take my finger behind the trigger and just push forward, and then it springs forward. Something was binding it up. My first thought was that, oh, the Icarus Precision thing is rubbing on the side. I pull it apart, right, and I look, and there it is not making any contact. I see no scratches on the inside of the Icarus Precision frame. So now I'm thinking. Now my mind is beginning to spin up. Because I was shooting this while I was comparing the Staccato C2 as well. So, of course, the Staccato C2 is just running like a Rolex. The only thing that my friend had available as a lubricant that was in a spray, because I needed something that was in a spray, was WD-40, which we know is not the optimal thing to do, but it is a lubricant.
Yeah.
So I pulled out the fire control unit and hosed it down, and we worked it, and finally the trigger started popping forward again. But even at its best, at that moment, it was not going the way the other two P320s, the way those triggers worked on those two guns. So when I got it home, I took out some fire control units and stuck it in this frame to see if it was a frame-related issue. And it was not, because those other FCUs ran just fine. And what had happened is in those moving parts where that trigger actually is in there, it had gotten really bad carbonization, and it just started sticking. Mm-hmm. When I called SIG about it, now I've already made up my mind, but I've also made up my mind I'm going to get this fixed. When I called SIG about it, I'm told that this is a factory-level repair. And they want me to put the gun in the original configuration and send it back to them. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that because you guys sell this as a completely modular system that will work with any doodad that's out there made for it. So I'm going to send it to you as I have it built.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can just send you the FCU. Which do you want? They said, we'll send the whole gun. So I sent the whole gun to them. And it came back and it was fixed.
Nice.
As soon as it came back, before it even made it to me, I already had it sold. And I'd already sold the other P320s as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the P365. Because, as much as I dislike Glock, and as lighter weight as I wish the CZ P10 series was, and as, I don't know what to say about the M&P. The M&P is a good gun. The M&P 2.0 is a very good gun. I just look at those and I'm just like, it just doesn't grab me. But as featureless as that is, with all of those guns, with all of those different configurations, but basically the same, most guns out there except for the P320 are a copy of the Glock. They're mimicking the Glock.
Sure. All those striker practices.
And none of them have ever had that issue with me. If it had been a spring that broke, okay, now we're talking. I understand. Mechanical failure. That happens all the time. I get it. But no, there's something built into the way they put these FCUs together to where I bought this gun used, so I have no idea what it went through before I got a hold of it.
Okay.
But apparently, and I mean, I pulled this thing apart. I took it out and shot it one time in its original configuration, took it apart and cleaned it. But apparently, where this was getting all messed up, I just couldn't get to without pulling it apart. And I'm not a gunsmith. I didn't go to MTS trade school, so I didn't know how to do it. And that was the issue. And knowing that, I'm just like, I'm glad this happened on the range when I was testing it. But that day, I got rid of every SIG P320 and the 365 that I had because that gun was way too small. The original P365.
Oh,
the macro, okay, I may look at the macro. That may be the saving grace for me with SIG. But as of today, unless SIG gets out there and does something out front of these, some of the, you know, they've got other issues besides this one that I've noticed. Unless they get out in front of it and start doing something about it, I'm probably done with them.
So, but you didn't buy it new from SIG. You said you bought it used.
Not sure what happened to it. Nope. But, I mean, this is M18. It was the military gun.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be able to run. I had a 1911 that you could shake it, and it sounded like a castanet, and nothing ever happened to that thing. It fell in the mud. I was in Europe for 3 years. I mean, that thing just went through. I put it through all kinds of stuff. We're about to run out of time.
Right.
If you want to have this discussion next week and continue this, of course we can.
I think we could.
MGS Trade School, of course, that's mgs.edu. Go take a look at them, and you'll learn how not to have this kind of problem I had. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today, sir.
You are welcome. I enjoyed it.
Back in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.